Hey there, Patty Dominguez here with episode 174 of the Positioning to Profit podcast. I have a guest today, Sarah St. John, and we talk all the things podcasting. This is a topic I love. I love podcasting because of its ability to amplify your message, position you as an authority. And if you've ever thought about starting your own podcast, then you are in the right place because Sarah St. John is a podcaster professional. She owns an agency, podseam.com, and she shares her perspective on why podcasting is so great, how she found community through podcasting. And then I had to dig into some really juicy tips that you can use if you're thinking about starting a podcast. We talk about strategies for podcasting more efficiently. We talk about hidden gems and tools to use to help optimize the entire process, streamlining the process. How do you make it easier? How to leverage tools that are out there? So this episode is so perfect if you've ever considered starting a podcast. And maybe even if you have a podcast, still some very cool best practices to leverage that you're going to hear today from Sarah. So happy you are here. As always, I appreciate feedback on what you think about the shows and the content that I'm sharing lately, hosting different guests, and how to make your journey in entrepreneurship that much better. So always feel free to reach out to me on social media. These videos are also recorded and posted on YouTube, so check out my YouTube channel. All right, let's get on with the show. Here we go. Hey there, I'm Patty Dominguez. You're about to discover what it means to position your brand and your business to stand out. This show explores the stories of small business owners just like you who are bringing their message out to the world and impacting their tribe. So if you want to take your business to a category of one status, then hang with me because this podcast shares everything you need to know about how to be more prolific with your brand so that you can have more profits. Sarah St. John, welcome to the Positioning to Profit podcast. It is so good to have you here, straight from Dallas, where they have amazing food.
Thanks so much for having me. Yeah, and you, before we started recording, you were talking about Chicago and all the good food it has there. So I'm looking forward to checking that out in July when I'm there.
It's good because you're coming to the, what is it called? The smoke?
Windy City Smokeout, I think.
The Windy City Smokeout. And I'm like, yeah, but you're from Dallas. Like you probably, you bring in the goods. Like you could say, listen, I have the discerning palate for real barbecue. So you definitely know. So it's really good to have you here. Thanks for scheduling because we're going to be talking about the power of podcasting. But before we get started, tell us a little bit about you, how you get to where you are today.
Sure. So my entrepreneurial journey started in 2008. I had six different jobs that year, not at the same time, but throughout the course of the year, and realized I need to work for myself. And I started with a photography business, but I realized that while I like taking photos of animals, architecture, and landscapes, I don't like taking photos of people, but that's where the money is. I was doing weddings and portraits. The bigger issue was actually just the expense to maintain equipment and all that stuff. So I decided to try an online business, but I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. So I tried blogging, affiliate marketing, drop shipping, all kinds of things. Yeah. And it was in that process that I discovered like all these free or affordable like software and tools that people could use to run a business, an online business on a budget. So I got this idea to write a book called Frugalpreneur, which talks about the different ways to, or the different types of online business models and how to run them on a budget. And then I decided to launch a podcast also called Frugalpreneur to coincide with a book as like an extra marketing avenue. But it was only going to be like 10 episodes. But the podcast actually took off. It got more traction and leverage than the book did. I love the connections and networking that was happening on the podcast. And I've kept that up over almost 4 years now, almost 200 episodes. And now I'm all in on podcasting. So I've written a couple of books on it. I have a podcast production and marketing agency and all that. But it took over a decade of trying so many different things before I found my thing.
So that's a really important point that I want to make for people that are hearing this, because I too did go through your path, obviously, but I was literally finding my way. And I'm glad that I had the mentorship to show me like, okay, try this or whatever, just to be to be exploratory in some cases, where it's going to click for you when it clicks for you. And it sounds like podcasting is definitely where you planted your flag and said, okay, this feels right. And the Frugalpreneur brand, by the way, is really smart because it says straight away what the promise says. And I can see how it got really popular. But I think that's the thing that's really important, is just to be kind for yourself. So kind to yourself. So you've been at this well over 10 years. I just had my 10 year anniversary that I've been an entrepreneur for 10 years. And it's so true. And it's really important for people to recognize that it's iterative. And I think people gloss over, oh, I'm a failure, this didn't work or whatever. Out of curiosity, how did you know that podcasting was the thing? Did you go through the, oh my God, I failed at this and I can't do it? So what kind of mind games were going on when you were trying to find your flow?
I think a few things as to why I felt like podcasting was my thing. One, I guess it just gave me life, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Energy.
Yeah. Like I got some, like, whether it was someone on my show or me being a guest on other shows, I just love the connections and networking and even friendships that I've developed through it. And then plus the fact that I was able to like interview people that I never thought that I would be able to interview, like Pat Flynn, John Lee Dumas, Jordan Harbinger, and some other people that's big in the entrepreneur space. Mm-hmm. And it was something that I didn't get tired of or bored of. I love the community around it, because I think all the other business models I did, there wasn't really anyone else involved in any way, shape, or form. There was no community. There was network. It was all solo. There just wasn't anything. So it wasn't like, it didn't feel right. And so I think podcasting just felt right for a number of reasons, but definitely I would say just the community.
And yeah, that's a really big one. Thinking that it's really hard if you think you have to go at it alone. I have a community myself. And I always think about, I'm like, in my head, I see the vision. I'm like, this could be so good for thousands of women in business. You know what I mean? Because we need community. And going at it alone is just not only boring, lonely, it can get really hard. And when you're having those wall-kicking moments, you really recognize, you're like, can I do this? Or you just feel alone on an island. So I can definitely see. I did go to a pod conference that they had. It was like a local thing in Chicago. It was a few years back with the first podcast I had, and it was a whole lot of fun. The podcasting community is pretty tight, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Just really friendly.
Yeah, there's all kinds of podcast conferences. I just got back from one. I'm going to one next month. I feel like every other month or so, there's some conference somewhere, and I can't go to all of them, but I'm trying to go to as many as I can, because just meeting people that have either been a guest on my show or I've been a guest on their show, and finally getting to meet them in person. I don't know. There's usually 1,000 to 3,000 people or podcasters at these ones that I've been to. It doesn't feel that big though. You feel like you can really get to know people and meet a lot of people, but yeah, I love it.
It's a good time. All right. Mm-hmm. So let's go into why podcasting. So you are all in on podcasting. You have a successful podcast with Frugalpreneur, and then you've also set up an agency. So what would you say to the person who is thinking of, okay, how can I market my business? And they're considering podcasting. Why do you believe podcasting is a good fit or good thing to pursue?
Yeah, I feel like every business really should have a podcast as at least an extra marketing avenue. Like, even if they're not making money directly off the podcast, it just gets people to know who you are, who your business is. If they're listening to you an hour a week or whatever it might be, they're getting to know and trust you, and they're more likely to become a client or customer. And just the discoverability with a podcast as well, like SEO and being able to be found in search engines or like on apps. But I just feel, well, and you can directly monetize a podcast as well. So it could be like an extra monetization avenue for your business as well. But even if it's not, I think just the networking connections, the exposure alone really is. And as a podcast host and guest, I think if you don't want to start your own podcast, I think definitely guesting on other shows is important, because you can their audience that they've already built. But even if you are a podcast host, I recommend guesting as well. So I think there's so many benefits to it.
I agree. Podcast guesting, because podcasting in and of itself is a lot of work, let's be honest. So that's why I could see why you started your agency and how that fits into being that turnkey solution, whether it's the actual launch of a podcast or the editing or the written part of it, the website, knowing what to do, the guest management. And I'm just taking a look at your website here. All of the things, ad and promos, collabs and swaps, the sales funnel side of it, and then the monetization. So I could definitely see how it has a lot of moving parts. I know for me, having a podcast, I've just had it for so long at this point. It's something that I do. I really do enjoy it because of the people that I've gotten to meet. And then guest podcasting to me is a huge opportunity as well, because you're exactly that. You are tapping into other people's audiences. So with podcasting directly, I think from my perspective, the one thing is just to be consistent, because unfortunately, a lot of people aren't consistent. It's really episodic. Do you have any, tell me like three tips that are just killer tips? You talked about SEO. I'd love to hear a little bit about that. Just three good tips that people could take as they're thinking about why podcasting and understanding what that means. If you're going to podcast, do it consistently is my tip. That would be the one thing. Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, consistency is definitely an issue, I think, for a lot of people. I think a lot of people start a podcast and they don't realize like all the back end, the production and just everything that goes into it. And so people tend to pod fade. That's the term. Usually they think after 7 or maybe it's 10 episodes.
Yeah.
They just drop off.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
But I think one way to combat that is to batch record or batch edit, really batch anything. And then even I recently just started scheduling out my podcasts. I was batching recording and batching editing to a certain degree. But now I even schedule out episodes to where it'll release on a certain day or whatever. And so I'll get a notification on my phone that there's a new episode. I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess I did have a new episode coming out today.
That's cool. Yeah. You're so far ahead into your production that you clearly have a system for it is really what it comes down to.
Yeah. You got to have a system.
Yep. Agreed. So the first tip is batch recording. I completely agree. Actually, when I used to have my old podcast, I did it with a friend of mine and we got up to, I think, 143 episodes. And then we just pod faded, like you said. There was something that happened. It was just really random. This is a random segue, but we had a website for this podcast and we interviewed really great people. We were really fortunate to interview great people. And there was a solo show that we did together where we were talking about the power of building a brand that has a lot of weight, right? That has equity. So I had used our former president, I'm scared to say TRUMP, because when I said that on the podcast, my entire website, our entire website got wiped out, if you can believe that. It was bananas. This was in 2016 and we didn't put anything together. And he's, oh my gosh, I bet it's because you mentioned his name. Oh, I was like, are you kidding? And it was the craziest thing because the whole thing was not political whatsoever. It was just like how he puts his name on everything and this and that. It was completely apolitical. There's nothing. I always keep that aside, like whatever we believe. But I was like, wow, this is crazy that it happened. But wow. I didn't realize. Okay, so that was a quick segue. But we would batch all the time. And it was like we would get in one day out of maybe every 6 weeks and it was scheduled. And when we batch, we would knock out maybe 8 episodes. And the cool thing about that, for those of you that are listening and considering batching, you get into a flow state. It's the coolest feeling where you're just like, boom, like you're knocking it out and you're putting out content. And it's just a really great way to get ahead of it. So we had, I think it was like 3.5 months in the hopper of episodes already done, which is so great if you're talking about being consistent. So just a shout out on the batching idea, because it really is really powerful. All right. How about tip number 2? Can you comment a little bit on the SEO front?
Sure. So, and what I mean by that is, so if someone were to go to Google and search a particular topic, but or a podcast app. You just want to make sure, first of all, that your titles of your episodes, like some people will name their podcast episodes like the guest name and that's it. That bugs me so much when I see that. But yeah, so coming up with, it's okay to have the guest name like on the back end, like the three tips that whatever. Speaking of like titles and stuff, I think any title that has a number in it, I've noticed, for example, the three top tips for whatever, or it is anything that has a number in it, or the episode of mine that has done the best said something about, it was an entrepreneur who went from $100 to seven figures or something like that. And so, I don't know, that's just my personal experience, is that anything that has numbers in it does better. But yeah, anything clever, you're more likely to people to click on it, add some curiosity or whatever to it.
Absolutely.
Let's see. And then, oh, and show notes as well. There's different AI platforms now that can help with that to make it more SEO optimized.
That's cool. So are you talking about ChatGPT or something else?
I actually haven't even tried ChatGPT, but I was talking with someone else earlier today and I need to check it out. But I use Capsho sometimes. It's a new
Capsho. Okay.
Yeah, it's a new platform for like show notes and stuff.
Cool.
C-A-P-S-H-O. And there's a few others, but or like having a transcript, things like that. So yeah, there's a few different ways to go about making sure that your episodes are found or at least spark interest in curiosity.
Yes, absolutely. And so how about step number three, or tip number three, I should say? Like a good tip on podcasting.
Oh, let's see. We've already talked about consistency. I guess one tip for someone starting out, for example, would be that you don't have to get the most expensive equipment. Like I recommend starting for $100 because you can get a mic for $60 or $80. I have the ATR 2100.
That's the one we had. I love that one. It's so... How much did you pay for that? What? It's definitely under $50, isn't it?
I want to say it was like 70, maybe.
Okay. Because I remember when I got mine first in 2015.
Oh, maybe it was then.
Yeah. It was like under $50. I was like, wow, this thing sounds amazing.
Yeah. And that's what I'm using right now. And I've had it for 4 years. It's a USB mic, plugs right into your computer. There's also a Samsung Q2U, which is very similar and actually cheaper. I think that one is like 60.
Okay.
But yeah, so I recommend if you're going to start a podcast, have at least $100 budget to start and avoid. You could record straight into your phone or something like that. But I figure if you got $100, you might as well get a mic. And then also you'll need podcast hosting. I use Captivate. It's $19 a month. Anywhere from 5 to 20 a month is average. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, I would say don't go the free route, but don't go the $1,000 route either, like, or the $100. And yeah, I would say just get started.
Can I tell you the thing that I found I wish I would have done sooner is the videos. Uh-huh. So I recorded so many guests or solos and stuff, and I never utilize the videos. And I think there's so much you can do there. For example, this podcast that we're on, my social media manager is going to take it, slice and dice, put it on TikTok and on Instagram and all the platforms. It'll be on Shorts and YouTube. And do you have any perspective on that? Is that a good thing to do? Where have you seen it? Have you seen an uptick? Does it have an impact when people do stuff like that? Because that's such an easy way to create content.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely recommend recording video like we're doing right now. And you can do that through Zoom, which is free. Or I think Google Meet is also free. I use Squadcast. There's Riverside. There's a few different ones. But yeah, so what I do is I take the full video and put it on YouTube. And then, of course, strip the audio from that for the pod. Then I create, like you said, shorts that are like 30 seconds, a minute, and put it on TikTok, YouTube Shorts, Instagram Reels, Book, whatever they call it. Like all the different platforms that I have. And then I use this platform. Are you familiar with AppSumo?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Yeah. So they had a deal for something called Chopcast. And I've been using that where like you upload the video and then it automatically creates like 10, I think, little clips.
Oh,
and of course
I love
you can
it.
Yeah, you can edit it and say, okay, actually take off 2 seconds here, whatever. But it automatically generates that. And then with like captions and everything. And I definitely recommend having captions because sometimes, a lot of times actually, people watch videos and they're not actually listening to it. They're reading it because they're at work or whatever. And there's tons of platforms that do that. I've used repurpose.io, yeah. Headliner, Descript now can do that.
How do you about that one? Is that a good one? Because I was just looking at what my social media manager uses. She uses something called video.ai or something like that. And it does the same thing as your Chopcast, where okay. It'll take like these snippets, and that's what we're utilizing. And then load it under repurpose.io. That's something that we use. And I'm wondering, is there an alternative to Repurpose? I keep hearing about this Descript or whatever. People rave about that. And so I'm just wondering, at what point is it like too many, or is it overlapping, or you're overworking a file? Just to streamline it would be a lot more efficient. What's your opinion on this Descript?
Yeah, so I use Descript for my editing, actually. I used to use Audacity, which is free. But Descript is even simpler because basically, so I take the video file and upload it into Descript. It creates a transcript that I can then edit the audio and video by editing the transcript, which I find is easier.
Okay.
So I can, in one touch of a button, I can remove all filler words. And then, you can create like audio and videograms in there, though I found it's a little trickier or not as... So basically, I'll upload the audio, the video, edit it, and then, and you can apply studio sound to it too.
That's nice.
Just levels everything out and makes it really nice. And then I export the audio and video file, and then I import the video file into Chopcast now to create the little videograms. Yep. That's what I call them, or videograms. And then I'll upload the audio to my podcast host, but then use the videos for YouTube and TikTok and all that. Yeah. So right now, those are the main ones I'm using now. I was using Repurpose. I still use it if for some reason it's an audio-only podcast, which I don't do a whole lot of those. That's more, anyway, then I have it automatically go to YouTube. But yeah, for the video ones, I use Chopcast.
Okay, cool. All right, that's really helpful. I know people rave about this Descript, and I got it, and I was like, I find that this is really hard to use, and I feel like I'm pretty tech savvy, but I forgot that it takes out the ums, ahs, and fillers. I was like, that in and of itself would be such a time saver, because I do remember it being a very easy thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like they can really, it catches the ums and ahs, and I'm like, that in and of itself is good. Okay, cool. So thank you for that. I really appreciate that, because I was like, I wonder if we're doing just enough. Even on the video side of things, I was thinking about doing that on Spotify, but I'm like, do people really look at videos on Spotify? We don't have our video of the show out there, but hey, it may be worth trying. I will say though, that the shorts has been really helpful. Taking the shorts and repurposing them on TikTok and Instagram is just smart. It's just smart. Mm-hmm. It's easy social media to do when you're doing that. So highly recommend. All right. So tell us a little bit about your agency and how you help people. Because people who are hearing this, I happen to know, because I've been podcasting for a while, we have a whole system, but it sounds like you can incorporate that for those of you whose eyes have glazed over, like, what is all these things? So tell Zara how you can help them in that situation.
Yeah, so Podseam, PODSEAM, because some people think I'm saying Pod C anyway, or Pod Scene or something. So yeah, people, they find recording a podcast easy, but not all the back end post-production and all this stuff. So basically, someone just sends us their audio or video file, and we completely edit it, remove the filler words, and make it apply the studio sound and all that stuff. But then we create like the social media assets, whether it's the videograms, audiograms, the show notes, transcripts, even the images, the episode image, and then even help with... So that's what most people do. We also help with the marketing of it and the monetization aspect of it, helping people create or come up with their lead magnet.
Okay.
For their, and then we do some guest management as well. So it's everything under one roof.
Basically. Right. Yeah. Turnkey.
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent. So I'm seeing if you go to Podseam, PODSEAM.com, you can book a discovery call with Sarah St. John or someone on her team. And I love that you have a lot of different eBooks here as a resource as well. So those are some killer freebies. It's 27 ways to market and monetize a podcast, Podpreneur, how to produce, promote, and profit with a podcast, and then a podcast planner. Then you have a checklist. Some good stuff in here. Podseam.com to check that out. So that's amazing. And they could connect with you to quote unquote pick your brain or someone on your team.
Yeah.
And they're like, help me. I need help, Sarah. I don't know what I'm doing. So that would be really good. All right. We are transitioning to the fast five, where I'm going to ask you five questions and you're just going to answer organically whatever comes to mind. There are no wrong answers. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Sarah, number one, what would make this year a great year for you?
Growing my business even more.
Love it. Number two, what would you consider your greatest achievement?
I spoke at PodFest last week or a couple weeks ago for the first time. So
nice. Speaking. Oh, that's great. Congrats. That's amazing. Number three, person, place, or thing. What is one thing that inspires you?
I get so many things, but I'll just say other entrepreneurs or podcasters, and there's so many of them. So I would just say other podcasters then who have been able to monetize their podcast and grow their business.
Yeah, for sure. Number four, what is your idea of perfect happiness?
I guess being completely content with your life, your business, whatever it might be, your family, health, just contentment.
Right? Isn't it easy? Like, it's so simple, isn't it? It's just like, mm-hmm. Just want to be happy. Like when you're a baby, the default is happiness. Somehow we complicate things. All right. And last question, after all is said and done, what do you want your legacy to be?
Helping people launch, manage, and market their podcast, monetize their podcast.
Yes. The podcast priestess, everybody. All right. Sarah St. John, thank you so much for being on the Positioning to Profit podcast. And everyone go to podseam.com, Podseam with an M at the end.com. It'll also be in the show notes. We really appreciate you being here today and continued success to you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Hey there, thanks for checking out the show, Positioning to Profit. It means a world to me that you've stayed here till the end. And if you love the show as much as we love putting it together for you, will you please do me a favor and leave a rating and review over on iTunes? It would really help the show and to get the message out. And when you do, do me a favor, send me a message over on socials, either Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, any of those. Let me know that you left a review. Not only will I give you a shout out, but I'll be in touch with you to send you a little something something as a thank you for what you've done. All right. Also, like I mentioned, I'm on the socials, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. Please do make sure to connect. I love connecting with new people, and it just, again, really helps to get the word out. So thank you so much again for checking out the episode. And if you're looking for some goodies, head on over to my website. You can just go to positioningexpert.com and it'll take you right to my website. Lots of good stuff there. All right. See you next time.